Call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for August 22nd, 2017 at 7:06. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open it up to public comment. Move on, being that no public is here, we'll move on to agenda review and adoption.
Mayor and Council, just want to note I've added a few things from the agenda from the other night. Under new city business will be city fax line, donation by Washington for Achers, and employee vacation requests.
Anybody else have anything to add or delete from the agenda? Otherwise, I look for a move, motion to adopt.
I move to adopt the agenda.
Second. Moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda is passed. Consent agenda. I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
The consent agenda would be a couple of them added to our claims list.
We'll pull the claims list off the consent agenda and then move it to old city business. Otherwise, I look for adoption to move or adopt. I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
So be it.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Move to old city business. Why don't we go ahead and discuss what you had?
Claims list are number 18685 and 18686. Are they going to the same place? For this class from January to May, they could ride together?
I looked at that and they had different places and different dates.
Oh, okay. 1860.
But, you know, I think we should probably highly recommend, you know, when we can carpool to obviously do
that. Yeah, that's getting to be expensive. Yeah. 18691. I don't know if there's more added to that. I think there is, but I can't see what's $900 for one person for.
Well, it's actually more than one person.
Oh, okay.
It just didn't.
There's three of them.
Oh. Yeah, there's three people. It's $300 a piece.
Okay.
So it's convention expenses. Yep. Okay. Yep.
I think that's what I had. Oh, there was one other one here.
Yeah.
18683 Home Solutions. Fire Department office done.
Yes. It is done. Cabinets are in and hung, so I think everything's done from city standpoint to fire department, minus probably some minor cosmetic things.
Did they come in on their closer to bed or wherever they have that?
I'd have to reference that.
Anything else on that?
That's what I have.
I would look for a motion, unless anybody else has anything else, to approve the two ACH payments and check numbers 18670 to 18700 for a total of $30,536.49.
What did you say,
18670 to 18700, correct. Where do you see the two payments that you said first?
The ASH payments are
two ASH payments. Just look at the dates here.
Oh, there we go.
So I try to, so there's one there, one there.
I got you.
Yep.
That's what I wasn't seeing.
Yes, we use them. Yeah.
I move to approve the two ASH payments and checks 18670 through 18700.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the two ASH payments and checks number 18670 through 18700 for a total of $30,536.49. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now we can move on to the nuisance.
Yes, so you have your nuisance list there included in the packet. So basically we have uh, 710 Park Avenue. They haven't taken care of all their items. They were given the first kind of warning letter, take care of it by last Friday. 153 Jacob Street, same issue. 780 Park. What else do I have listed for? 410 Sophia. And then I don't know how much you want to entertain some of the weed ordinances. The other one is the main ones, 320 and 320 Sophia Avenue, where we have junk. Rest are weeds. So typically what we would do now is declare a nuisance, send out a final letter. 30 days to correct it. The ones we declare, we give them 30 days. They don't correct it by then, it's turned over for prosecution.
I've got one here, fifth one down, so Schmidt, 14 Sophia. That's not right.
Yeah, third to bottom is Paul Graham's. Same address, but.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But I mean, if they're going to, it should be changed or something straight in there. It's not
Schmidt. We'll correct his address, but what that was is the bushes he had by his mailbox
right
there, and he took care of that.
Yeah. 410 Park, because he is
710?
710 Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess what we're looking for right now, if I'm wrong, Jeremy, you're looking for us to make a motion to declare public nuisances. For 710 Park, 153 Jacob, 780
Park, 410
Sophia,
320 Sophia. Correct, unless you want to get real technical and ding people on weeds, too.
Council thoughts?
So I'll leave that in council's hands.
Such an easy problem to take care of.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little...
Leave people just... I mean, if we gotta start chasing this because of the turn, we should have a little bit more pride in there. Place them out.
I guess it comes down to them too, is like how many letters do you send and they just ignore. I mean, could it ever get to a point
right
where there's a council member that would go and speak to someone? Or, I mean, I don't know if cities ever do something like that.
I think after a certain number of letters, you'd get the hint.
Well, that's the reason why we changed the ordinance, too, to have teeth in the
right
sand.
Right.
I think if they have enough letters out there, and should be the same for me. It's not that hard to fix.
Right.
I guess if we start sorting through and saying this is okay, and that's it's probably starting down a slippery slope of...
Right.
So it was okay for him.
Can you catch that one overall or full-time in that deck? It says Tracy said it is exempt.
Not him, I'm sorry. Oh. That Minspec Tracy.
Oh,
sorry about that.
My heart skipped a beat.
Such fortunate coming that way.
I didn't know, but it's a good catch. I didn't know that it had to be 30 inches height, but I'm 30 inches high.
Yeah, and it's not attached, so he's
good
fine.
Catch, yeah. I didn't know that, but. Is 724 Park, I've got quite a bit of slack the last few days and the weekend because I've seen the lady quite a bit. 724 Park.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more in the weeds we gotta. When's he gonna finish his roof and all of a sudden?
Crap.
Yeah.
I
think you all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She lives across the road. And I do, I realize she's just beside herself with what's going on over there. I said to her, well, we've got a meeting Tuesday night. We'll bring it up and see what we can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's going to be on one of those that are going to be on the list. Maybe there's more along.
Yeah, I was going to say neighbor mobile.
And I think also that the spot is difficult too because part of it's township, part of it's city. I mean, because there's a lot of junk as well. But if it gets moved just a little bit farther out, it's township and you can still see it.
Yeah, but that's also city though?
Well, it's the city, so you can go for them for that. Yeah.
I mean, how long has he had to?
It's been a year.
Good
I bet.
Right?
Yeah. But you can get a 6 month. You can get a 6 month extension.
He knows exactly what.
So, want me to sign a letter on the roof, or we can put that together then? Or?
We can have Minspec do that.
Have Minspec do it? Oh.
Yeah.
So, what's the council's wishes? Do you want to expand upon the ones that are already listed and in the agenda, or is it where Jeremy listed out the five, or do you want to go with the five?
I'm just afraid if we start with these five, there's going to be other ones, and they're then probably going to come back and they're going to say, well, what the heck, you know, I'll come this one, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that.
It's usually what happens.
Yeah,
it is. There, you know?
Guarantee you, and it creates more letters. And, yeah. But we try to go all cover what we can.
In 625 Kim, there was another issue earlier with a vehicle.
Yeah.
And they did take care of that. That's on the first page, fourth one down. We did take care of that. But then we have this one, and also the utility that we can see with another paper. Okay.
What did you use to get it down to these five, Jeremy? What was the one thing that set them apart? You know,
well, just, you know, the weeds.
Okay.
I mean, if we want to go to, I mean, it's like, goodness gracious, I've often said that I'd like to just, you know, be able to hand out free gloves if people can't afford a trimmer or what, just to, you know, so they take care of the weeds.
And it's 10 inches or...
Yeah.
Okay. And it's we feel like these are the worst actors, these five,
yeah.
As of
yeah.
right now, with
yeah.
the exception of... what we talked about there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd say send letters and three for the weeds.
Good.
Okay.
So just basically we send wherever we have the column there you can see declared public nuisance on. That'll be the second to last column there. So anyone with the date of 8/22 we would send letters then.
Okay.
Tell me they have 30 days to correct or it'll be basically hand over to the county for prosecution.
Okay, so it sounds like if we're doing that, so we're looking at declaring, correct me if I'm wrong, looks like 710 Park, 153 Jacob, 780 Park, 410 Sophia, 320 Sophia, 724 Park, 150 Martha, and 625 King.
Correct, that's what I got. Yep.
Council thoughts?
We gotta start someplace.
I look for a motion then.
I make a motion to declare public nuisance.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to declare public nuisance on 710 Park, 153 Jacob, 780 Park, 410 Sophia, 1320 Sophia, 724 Park, 150 Martha, and 625 King. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Get him on the clock.
Okay. We will get on that. Community hall and the roof and the floor. Started both projects on Monday. Probably take all week to complete both, but we're open by the end of the week. Both them projects will be taken care of. So, yep. And hopefully the roof too, but they need a calm day, real calm day to be able to spray that foam on there. So they're hoping today, but it was kind of windy. So,
will there be any issue if either one's not done by Friday? If we get bad weather and we end up using it as a shelter for the baseball tournament?
I think it's the floors. I have to check on the floors when they dry. But that could be the only issue. But you could go to the basement. We could gate off.
Okay.
You know, where we at least have the basement.
Okay. Okay. Any questions, Council, as well? Reserves. Okay. Ship.
So a few questions came up, you know, like if we could work with another city or township to like do a ship grant so we could do like a bigger project. We can do that. One of the things I looked at to see if we could possibly use some of that money is maybe to, you know, seal our basketball court walking paths. Well, that didn't fly. But if we wanted to do a community garden or something of that nature, that would be eligible for funding for that. And then also, this year's deadline is coming up here, October. I don't know if we get it in and get it for this year, but they have a grant that runs through next year yet too, through October 31st, 2018.
So. Now, Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong, do we have to complete the project by October, or we just have to apply for October?
Apply by then, from what I understand.
Does that roll into, does this year's roll into next year's, or are we leaving money on the table if we...
Oh, well, it's just, it's out there for, it's going to be a first come, first serve through the county.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. There's nothing specifically allocated for us. It's
you,
just,
okay.
If we have something that we could tap into those funds, you know.
Okay.
Why not try and get some free monies?
Yeah.
Is there anything else we can?
I'm open to whatever, any suggestions. I mean, what I really would like to see, but you know, we ain't gonna get enough funding, and I'd love to see a bike path to Norwood. Walking path and bike path to Norwood is what I really would love to see, or somewhere, you know, in town or something of that nature. It seems to be the, you know, because that's what it's for activity, either promoting, it's gotta promote health. So, you know, like here, garden, healthy eating.
So they don't consider putting in a walking path as part of that?
Putting in, yes.
Oh, okay.
Not maintenance. So,
can you put one around the park like we talked about before? You know, around and back, you know. But so then comes your theory that, yeah, you put it in and 5 years later,
yeah.
Now you're spending a fortune to maintain it.
Yeah.
And then they're not around.
And back there, you know, like, well, it's like small.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd put anything in there, in the park, to be honest.
Digging it. A lot of dead goats.
Yeah. I mean, kind of the simplest thing was, you know, maybe looking at next year, maybe starting like a community garden. Because we have the that open out lot on Brad Street, into Brad Street. I mean, we get people to do a community garden and take care of that. That way where they're doing the maintenance, and if we can get the initial setup cost and we get people to take care of it, hopefully then it wouldn't incur much money. Long run. Other than
I can just see what's going
to grow. They have to be garden boxes.
Yes. Yeah, they'd be plots. We'd do like plots.
You know what plots. Charlotte does? They've got a fenced in, and then everybody's got a plot.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
What, you know, like when they have a bike run, if you tell them, like maybe some park benches or something under the community building down there, you know, because they're into the biking and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Throw it out there.
I mean, I could put maybe some more benches or even some of them in the wall on that building or something down there, you know, for that shelter that we've got there. Shelter or something. I mean, it's there. If you don't grab for it, you never get it. You don't ask for it.
Right.
You know, in Eden Prairie, around Round Lake, there's little stations that we stop at, and it has like an exercise, a diagram of an exercise, and then like a, some type of an apparatus made out of wood that you use to do the exercise on.
Yeah, so if you got anything, just shoot me an email or leave a message or stop in the office.
Okay, move on to new city business. We have the public hearing for ordinance number 154A. There's no further discussion. I look for a motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance number
154A. Second. Seconded to adopt city ordinance number 154A. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Asphalt ceiling estimates for basketball court and park pathway.
Yeah, so what we looked at is our park pathway and also around the open shelter and the basketball court. We're to the point where we need to get some type of asphalt sealer on there because the rocks are starting to pop and starting to wear, so we need to do something to protect that. Otherwise, you know, it's going to become a big cost. So I kind of got two proposals. And as you can see, the proposal from Signature, you know, it's $1,325 to do a Star Premium asphalt type sealer, whereas Gopher State was $3,318.
Why the difference?
I mean, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have some, and there's just an asphalt emulsion seal coat, which a little bit more kind of a water base, where this one's more like an asphalt type sealer that I would like.
Well, this Gopher State, what I'm reading in here is they're going with a regular crack sealer, like kind of like Bargain does, because they apply in the heavier cracked areas, they'll apply a barrier paper to it to kind of help fill, like they ever did a drywall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure because they're doing that, they're routing the cracks and blowing them out. They're getting probably a much
cleaner
and more of a thorough job. But I'm not so sure that we need to go that far into it right now. I would say if we're going to do something, we just want to kind of get us by here in a couple years.
Yeah, preserve it a little bit.
The cheaper one. Who's this? Who's the Signature?
It's
Tom
O'Neill.
Did he?
Yep.
He did a fantastic job, I think, on the ballpark.
Yep.
Ballpark.
And that's who.
Yeah.
That's who Signature is.
That's who he is.
So yeah.
I couldn't remember. He gave me a card that night, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I got his info from Mal. And then Mel seen him, and he stopped up here. And
I talked to him down at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And I told him to stop.
Okay. Yeah.
That
so he came up.
The ballpark.
Yeah.
He stopped down there and talked to him.
Okay.
Him.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Yep.
So. Some of them.
What's that?
His son lives in town. He's like Greg.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right next to Greg there, yeah.
Yeah, I think we just go with the cheaper route for right now, because I don't think we need to go. Well, there's no basketball striping on a basketball court, is there, right now?
There is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that ain't going to make up the difference of no. 275.
275, yeah.
Tim, Jason, anything?
Yeah, it seems all for signature. Yeah, pretty straightforward to me. Signature.
Okay, entertain a motion.
Make a motion for signature, it seems like.
Moved and seconded to accept the signature seal coating bid of $1,325 for the job of the park and the basketball court. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So, yep, I'll let him know, and then basically what we'll be doing is we had $20,000 budgeted for seal coating and crack sealing for the streets projects this year. Well, we only used about $13,500 of that, so there's money's left over there to cover these costs. City fax line. Unless the council sees any need for a fax line, I would look to entertain a motion to eliminate it. I mean, it'd be cost savings $30, $40 a month. We hardly use it. We basically scan and email now. Fire department, same thing. I checked with them. Justin feels there's no reason they need it either, so I don't know why I pay.
$35 to $40.
Exactly.
I'll make a motion to eliminate the city fax line.
Second. Moved and seconded to eliminate the city fax line. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And get rid of the city fax. I've got a question. On emails, that was supposed to go away.
Yeah, by the end of the month, probably have it set up.
Oh. Yeah, but it's supposed to go away. It's supposed to August.
August, yeah.
No. Yeah, mine hopefully is.
It still works. It's still good. I've talked to Mike. Washington Lake 4-H'ers, they've disbanded, but they want to do one last project, and they want to do a bench and donate it to the city for anywhere we want to place it. So, unless council has any objections, I don't see why we would, but I said I'd bring it forth to the council.
And they have a plaque on it with the dates that they were.
Yeah, that they were in.
The
yep.
Okay. Concerns from the council?
Do we need a motion to accept them?
No, I think we.
No, we'll do that at the end of the year. Yeah, or the beginning of the next year, we do.
Okay.
Do a resolution to accept all the donations made and.
Okay. Okay.
Other things. City employee vacation. I wanted to run this by council before I move any further, but I looked at booking, well, actually I've reserved our vacation for next year and then came and talked to Greg if he had any plans for spring break. And Greg was like, as a matter of fact, I do. He has plans to go to Florida. So we both have plans for vacation over spring break. I wanted to bring that forth to council if they have any objection with that. I have talked to Greg about it, and what we would look at is having Mel available. So if something needed to be clean or something needed to be done, it could be addressed. And that we would have Kurt Reitz would be on standby for like water and sewer issues.
We've got Kurt on our roster yet.
Yes.
I don't see a problem with it. How many hours do everybody have left on vacation?
I can email that info to you. Or I can. I'll just email it to you. Because I got a spreadsheet that'll break it all down for you.
Yeah. Need a motion on this?
I would say we probably should have a motion on something like that.
Yeah, so if we could get motions to approve each of the... We can probably do all in one motion and then four requests.
Yeah, I think so. Unless there's any objection to them.
Yeah, I'll entertain a motion for all four requests of time off requested by Greg Schultz and Jamie.
Correct.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the time off request by Jeremy Greenhagen and Greg Schultz, as is in our packets. All in favor? Let's bring us back to the news.
Yeah. All right.
I got one thing I should add.
Two?
What's that? That we have the hours for the door to be open are here, so Tamara might have to...
Okay. Yeah, and we'll work that out when we get closer to...
I just want to make sure the door is open.
Yeah, I already asked Cameron if he was okay with it.
I might be lonely, so
I'm sure there'll be plenty.
So that was made draft leasing contract.
Yeah, so basically you've got the draft leasing contract, which I kind of added these numbers into the budget also. So basically we're looking at about $16,305 for our policing contract with Carver County. Breakdown of that is Lisa and Corporals 5123, Deputy 5123, CSO at 130 hours, 5,022, and then our portion of the patrol vehicle cost, 1,037, for a total of 16,305. So, and also to factor in what we always do is we budget $2,100 for the Southwest Metro Drug Task Force team. That's billed separately through City of Shakopee. But that's included in the budget. Mm-hmm. And then I also add about $500, in overtime, possible overtime costs. Typically, we don't use that too much, but it is there to cover. And then the other thing, like what's in the budget is like, usually what I have in that budget too is another $300 for background checks, which basically is a in-out thing, because the baseball club and the Lions club pays for that background check. And same with the bar for their liquor licenses, so.
I have a couple questions on that policing.
Mm-hmm.
How much did it go up from last year?
So last year, I got that promo account here, so.
I just think it's... Oh, or down from last year, I don't know.
It is. It's up a little bit from last year. So if you look at what we had budgeted for 17, we had $18,287 budgeted. And this year we got $19,205, but that makeup. So basically last year what we paid was $15,387. You know, that was for our patrol portion with CSO. And this year we're paying $16,305. So, you know, about $900 increase.
And then I thought it said something back here on that one. Minnesota State Police Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get any money back?
Usually about $900. $900,
$950. Yeah. So we're going to pay what, same as last year? Or we didn't
well, get we got it. We get it every year, so. Oh. Still about a $900 increase. Yeah.
The next question is, I mean, the taxpayers in the state are in Hamburg, if we don't have this, we don't have no policing at all. I mean, nothing.
Well, if you got your... They still have to respond to by... Yeah, right.
But it's just to drive by, to drive through town and catch the speeders.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is what this is all about.
Basically, a presence.
Yeah. If you got a fire or a medical or something, they're still coming. Yeah. I just think that,
And we got to see us all, too.
Yeah. And this also helps take care of some of them nuisance type issues and those type things.
The CSO is probably more important than anything. I just think he's got the crappiest job the way I look at it. $16,000 to have a cop come driving through and make sure that it's kind of well, in the wintertime, it does help us out quite a bit. Getting those calls, it's danger here.
Yeah, I would definitely say parking. For the presence and all the other little things.
The
vandalism. We get our share of coverage.
I'd say that $16,000 is well worth it.
Because you never know when you get certain people to move in, and if you have a presence, maybe that keeps them out.
Just to see the car drive, right, keeps them under toes.
Yeah.
The more honest ones, those that are hellions,
true.
I just thought it was a little up a little more than normal, but I guess
If you're looking to save costs, you might be able to reduce a few CSO hours, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't like the alternative, I guess.
Speeders will be speeding past your house.
Yeah.
So here you go. We should never let you forget that.
Yeah, they'll have a cruise set at 60 as you play a car wash.
Right. All right. So 2018 proposed budget. Usually for the first kickoff one, what I like to do is just give you a quick overview of the general fund and the debt service, basically what we have tied together to the tax levy, for setting the tax levy. So that may be, Tamara made a suggestion about putting it up here, maybe it'd be easier to follow. But I've kind of factored everything in for revenues. And as you can see here, don't have LGA factored in. It's one of the things we've done, because we basically take that money when we receive it, goes right into the city savings account, and that gets dedicated for street improvements. So that's to help minimize the impact to the taxpayers when we have to do street improvements. Major recon, that's a whole nother different story, but this hopefully helps fund our mill and overlay in a way so we don't have to assess the homeowner. So basically, one thing I wanted to go over, so taking that LGA, the other factor you have is down here, as you can see, the small cities assistant program. But a thing to keep in mind is that's only for 2017 and 2018. There's no legislation I know of right now that extends that past these next 2 years. And that amounts $7,100. So if you factor in, I'll just zoom down, and you can see on this line item here, and I'll extend to see if it'll show. All right, so there you can see. So if we take 2017, 2018 LGA and the Small Cities Assistance Program, that leaves us with $167,842 for street improvements. So we can do some pretty healthy improvements again next year on our streets. Kind of what I've earmarked would be some seal coating, which I have included. I kept that $20,000 in the budget to do seal coating. Basically, kind of the streets that would be next. And we'll have to look at it if Brad Street's worth seal coating, or if we're going to have to do something else there. That's gotten beat up pretty bad. With all the tunnel boring and everything we've done with the projects there. But that would be a street that would be up if we can just do some minor patching and crack sealing and then seal coat it. David Avenue would need to be, and Martha would be two other streets that are up. And then for major projects, kind of some of the biggest major things we have for next year would be looking at, Chile Avenue is going to need it in Central. Also, them two streets are going to need to be milled and overlaid, along with probably Railroad Street, I would say. And then a bigger project that we're going to have upcoming mill and overlay is the rest of Jacob Street.
Before we get into Jacob, if we ever do that loop, you know, Larry was talking about a loop. Yeah. I don't know, that would be a time to do that before we put it over our street.
So typically what we've done probably the last quite a few years is we've take those monies and earmarked them for street improvements. And going through the budget, them are probably the biggest things I found that are going to be our biggest expenses, knock on wood. I mean, we've done a lot of major repairs and updates, so I hope the hall's good. You know, we get this building, you know, done this year too, so hopefully we don't have any too many major improvements. But I just want to point out with the streets, that's kind of the major improvements. And then just going down the line here, you know, roughly every year we just set, you know, 3%. That's not in stone. That's not to say that's what employees get. It's just a, you know, an earmark we've used. Like I said, we want to go high now and then work our way down with the final budget. You know, so health insurance, I have that in there. Work comp, you know, I got those numbers in there. I'll have a little bit more accurate numbers, probably closer to the end of September. So hopefully when we set our proposed, I'll have some definite numbers, you know, on insurance. So then usually what I like to do that is kind of in question or above and beyond, and you can stop me at any time, is I usually like to highlight items I want to discuss above typical, you know, operating costs. So basically what I've done is mayor and council, you can see I've kind of bumped that up a little bit. We've been averaging, you know, a little more because I think we've got members that are a little more involved in a lot of the special meetings, attend more special meetings than we've had in the past few years. Of course, some of them were for reasons not needed, but we did incur those, and hopefully we don't have them anymore. And then as you can see, just highlighting the, you know, putting in the factors of costs under the general government, for payroll expenses and health insurance and property and work comp.
Yeah, the other thing that you may want to line number 59 there with the wages for mayors, the council, and planning commission. There's a good chance we may get some bonding for our water tower, but it's probably going to take some of us, all of us, at some point in time, maybe more than one trip too. To go down there and make sure we shake the right hands and all of that, so that may cost might go up.
Okay. You know, we can adjust it if you want to feel more comfortable and bump that number up. You know, I mean, now's the time to do it because we can reduce later. But I mean, if you're comfortable, I'll just keep have that up to about 11,000 then. As you can see in 2016, that's what we, you know, roughly we had. But like I said, factoring in there, we had a few, I would say, unnecessary meetings that we had.
Unavoidable, unfortunately.
Right.
Well, I would say that would be very good, because if there's anything like that comes up, please call me.
That's
going to be a priority.
Yeah, I think everybody will be on board with that. And just one of the things, mileage here, I see, you know, it's been up last few years, so I made the adjustments there. Same with postage and delivery, that's up a little bit. We're doing them mailings now quarterly, so that adds some cost, so I've accommodated for that. Telephone and internet fees with eliminating the fax line there, I'll take a look at that and adjust that, kind of fine-tune that number a little more. But I, as you can see, I reduced it about 300, but we might be able to reduce that, you know, maybe 400. It ain't going to be much difference, but. And then just like our professional fees, they're pretty typical, pretty cut and dry. As you can see, probably one of the big differences, as you can see, was the 15, you know, 1,416. We got six and six. And we haven't even used half our legal fees this year. So we're kind of getting back to a normal usage of about $5,000 in legal fees.
Is Jaguar going to be doing any of this next year? So we're going to have some fees on that.
That would all be separated in a separate account done by, you know, franchise fees. So that'd be a totally separate.
Yeah,
so it'd be kind of, yep. Same with general government buildings there, same wages and payroll costs, property, electricity, just your typical things. One of the big items you'll see, you know, on line 93 is repairs and maintenance, you know, and that's basically for this building and the city shop. So that was for them repairs. So what I have in there in the 4565, that line item, 1565 of that is the renewal for warranty for the electronic sign. You know, that's always open to discussion. I think the last 2-3 years we've agreed to extend that warranty. Public safety, not too many changes there. The only real big thing, you know, now is, as you can see in 16, we had the on-call, but now moving into 17 and 18, it'll include training. And I think it's going to take a couple years, 2-3 years, before we can kind of really set that number a little more permanently, just knowing on what their, you know, number of calls is going to be on an average. Otherwise, no real major changes in the budget. Big things I want to point out is the relief contribution. So the city's contribution to the relief association is down. So that was 14,511. Come in at 10,355. So about a $4,200 savings there almost. And then we have 30,000 in there for capital improvement. That's for the radios, the air packs, those type items, which we had budgeted the year before. So that is in the budget again for 2018. Streets. This would be the big one, but like I said, I've kind of gone over that. You know, the only things to possibly look at there, you know, if we don't do any major, if we're just doing some minor projects, we may not have to have engineering fees, you know, included. But like I said, we have $167,000 to play with of monies.
I would say with our streets and the shapes they're in now, the bases that are underneath and stuff, that I don't see any need for engineering fees. I really don't. Like, that's just a, it's just a big draw to the city that they just suck the life out of us for something that we already know what we're going to do. I mean, I don't want to shoot just the black and always got to make a little bit too thin. Well, there's days.
So, that's an item I will keep highlighted. I'll keep it in for now, but like I said, that way we can work our way down. It's an item to look at. Right now I'm looking at probably about, you know, we had 8,000 budgeted for street lighting. You can see it was 7,428. I'm still trying to get a good number on that to see if we're really saving that much. What I've seen right now, it's about 30 to 35 bucks a month is what we're saving on the LED lights.
they were brighter.
Yeah, they, well, I think these are brighter, but they're a more condensed area.
Yeah.
You know.
Focused.
Yeah.
That's the
thing. Yeah.
They're not rolling out all over the place.
Yeah. Compost, 3,500 will be plenty. We don't have pile the chip. So we're plenty good there this year.
Is there, I know there's maybe some talk about it. Next year,
yep, and I'll get to that.
Oh, well, I thought it was in this part.
No, it's not in the budget, but I just wanted to run down this real quick and then get to the wish list.
Oh, Jeremy, can you back up quick?
Yep.
Snow removal.
Yes.
I just want to check again here. Has that been pretty much?
You know, lately, minus the 1 year where we had the 100 inches snow. We went over. But otherwise, we've been in the 6 to 8 range.
But now there's something to consider. We're
right.
Using our snow
right. So that.
To deal with Mr. Trivish here.
Right? Yes.
We're negotiating some kind of a.
Either price. Agreement of plazing there, or we got to look at adding expenses for hauling out, which I understand could be on an average snowfall of about $4,000.
You don't want to get into trucking on a 6-inch snowfall. You'll spend an extra $25,000 to $30,000 early in trucking. Real easy. I mean, because you gotta look at it. You gotta have some place to dump the snow, which we've got. I've gotta get in there, I gotta clean it. Then I load it on the trucks. Then you haul it down, and then you dump it. Then you have to push it up because you gotta push it up. Otherwise, you gotta have to save yourself room for next year. So I mean, it's just a snowball effect when you start doing that, and it costs a lot of money.
Okay, so we'll highlight that too. So we have a snow place, and then,
Do you have any of those big melters? You know, like when they do the big parking lots, the big places, they melt a lot of that snow.
Yeah.
You don't have any.
Yeah. They're expensive too.
Okay.
Good. So then park, same typical OEM type cost built in there. Nothing major, I have nothing budgeted for no major improvements in the park or anything. Community hall, same concept with, you know, payroll, insurance type items. Other thing here is you'll see the big reduction in repairs and maintenance from 17 to 18. You know, but basically, you know, we had the hall roof, the floors, painting. So.
Does that include the tables and chairs? That's just filthy.
No, that's just, I always like to keep some money in there because there always seems to be something that needs to be fixed or repaired or. Replaced or, so as you can see here, nothing for any major improvements or equipment or repairs. So from what we have in there now, keeping the same transfers that we do, each year we transfer $6,800 to the stormwater fund, to kind of help alleviate that because basically what you have is, you know, our stormwater rates are insanely high. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So try to use a little monies there to keep them rates down. We got 14,000, which basically of that 14,000, you'll see bullet point number 23. And that is each year we put 5,000 away in an equipment fund, 5,000 in maintenance. One question we may want to look at, do we want to continue to put money into the community center addition here, or is that something we still want to consider? I mean, I don't think it hurts. There could be something down the line where
we'd have 8-9 years.
Yeah, I think there's 18,000 in there.
For addition of
I don't know what other improvements you'd want to do now. I mean, I think it seems to be working well for the fire department. Works great for us. You know, I don't see where we need to add anything. I mean, but like I said, it doesn't hurt to have it in there for when something does happen or something comes up, then the money is available.
The money's already operating without it.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that one.
But it's something, you know, if we need to make major or drastic cuts, it's an item to look at. And then, as every other year, $10,000 for truck replacement. So, bottom line, that, without lawnmower or any other major repairs or big type items that I haven't brought up, roughly keeping the tax levy where it's at right now, there's $45,000 to play with. One of the things, so then what I'd like to do is have what we call a wish list. So then just kind of to go through that. One of the things I think we need to look at adding, gosh darn, here will it fit, kind of. So in here you can see the items that are in the budget, and then the other items would be what we'd need to look at adding. One of the things I would look at is adding something in for trimming the trees yearly in the boulevard. Some of you may be aware there are some trees that need to be trimmed. They will eventually get trimmed here before winter, but we're kind of low on the list for service here. So, but we will make sure that gets done. So the big thing is lawnmower. So I had Greg check on that. He got a quote of $10,879. And then possibly up to $2,000 trade for our current mower. They have a buyback program. So it's every year. You can get a new mower for, I believe it's an additional $2,000. And you can't put more than 200 hours on. We average around 230, 240, for hours. But now, Exmark is going to come out with a new plan. I believe it's 5 years. What was it, 2,000 hours? Or 1,500 hours, I believe it was. 1,500 hours, 5 years. And that would be the warranty. 1,500 hours or 5 years. So the way I looked at it, if we buy a new mower for around 11, if we can get, you know, let's just say 1,000, so about $10,000, you know, it costs us for a new mower. It's warrantied for 5 years. I mean, to me, that's a better deal than the buyback. So that would be the option we'd be looking at doing. And they're just going to start this next year. So and that would fit us perfectly. So we'd be set for the next 5 years. You know, then in that 5 year period, we'd probably look at trading that in and, you know.
How long did this one last?
This one is a 2011. So it's like 6-7 years old. I believe after the first year we had it, we got a new mower put in it because it was leaking oil. And that was under warranty yet. And we have close to, was it 2,000 hours? Greg figured about. We have, it's 1880 or something that's on it, but he figured by the end of the year we'll have over 2,000 hours on it. So in about 7 years of mowing, because we got it right away in 11, so we've used it 11 through 17 here. So we've had it for 7 years.
I have been looking at mowers like that. That's the one, that one, that's got the most dollars I've heard so far. People have been trading
them
with 15 and
right.
$2,000.
Yeah. Because usually around then, that's when things go wrong. Expensive things. So Greg highly recommends trading it in too after this year. So that would be one of the items I think look at adding into the budget. apologize. I wish this would fit. Like roof repairs and a lot of that we've had. One of the other things we could look at doing also is adding into the budget would be, you know, and I'm open to any suggestion that the council wants to, you know, consider, but, you know, them steps are getting pretty rough, the front steps, at the hall. And then I guess I haven't paid too much attention to them. There's not much to them, so they don't get used as much. So I'm not as concerned with the back, because I feel we could kind of piecemeal them steps together, but the front ones are...
The back ones, we're not taking off the last one, because you take it off, there's going to be some issues with that back wall, the sill and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be... We'll
be
a couple
times
about
that. Okay.
But
we can
make it done.
You know, but what we've got for the steps, it was about 7,500 to 8,000 if you wanted to do the all maintenance free. I mean, yeah, we can probably get it done cheaper. I'm a big believer in the maintenance free stuff. I have it at home. 14 years, I haven't had to do a thing.
I had to.
It's beautiful.
I love it. Of course, you
get
a
Yeah. So that would be, you know, another item. And then there's just a whole...
There's a... The park. You know, it's been going on and on for about how many years now. It's rough on that building down there.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a removal and the stuff that's underneath it, and muffled door or whatever, fiber stuff they want that put on because of the baseball diamond down there used to be turned around. Mm-hmm. Used to hit the ball out of
it. Right.
And they didn't want no dents in the roof. So that was put on there to have a backer underneath it so there wouldn't be no dents. But that's also what's causing the conversation inside.
Holding the moisture and rotten the tin from the inside of it.
Well, it's leaking like everything here, right?
Oh, yeah.
The picnic tables out there and haul them up to the baseball park. And when we did it in a heavy rain, and there was more water inside than there was outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was just leaking like a sprinkling can. And that was when the tin was put on with nails and the moving stuff was, you know, of course, the screws.
Yeah. And we tried to pull the nails and screw it down, but they were doing more damage trying to do that.
If a person can strip that and go over top of that tin, I don't know why everybody would want to do that. But have you ever been in like that?
I haven't. No.
No. Yeah, if you take it off, that door off. And you tear the buffalo board off and you put down a new roof on that door.
Well, it's just got the purlins and then it's got the buffalo board over top of it, or?
Yeah.
Would you put tin back up, or would you throw 50-year shingles on it? Or do this, the steel shingles?
I'm sure it's, I don't even know what else is in there. It's just purlins down there, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to, almost put metal back on.
Yeah.
I would go with some, like a house tin, or this tin, as long as it's, you know, of course, it doesn't matter what you're going to put on there. That building moves so much there because the dump used to be there. That's why some of the pieces of cement inside have been tore up.
Yeah.
Because it heaves up and goes down. The ground just moves, you know. The building was a post move and everything, so.
That's a poor place to put that building.
So. But when you tear that roof off, them two little hoo-ha things on there that make it look pretty. With the two, they're just sitting on top of the roof. They go away. So it'd be just two roofs, you know. After a while, we don't want to put them back on. I think that's a...
But that's something we could look at, getting some estimates then for what we'd be looking at to basically replace that roof.
Yeah, and now we go with a heavier tin so that it wouldn't rip. I know there's holes in it. There's other holes in it. It ripped right in the tin.
Yeah.
So what are we doing right now if somebody rents that over, say, a graduation party?
We pray it don't rain.
Sounds like a solid plan.
I tell Greg, leave 10 buckets.
It's always been that way,
as long as I can remember. Okay. Yeah, it's been that way for a long time.
If you are going to do repairs on it, you should do it one of June. Or,
can you put a rubber roof over top?
I'm sure you could. But there again, they would probably want to do the foam like they are in the hall. Because what I understand why they put that foam on, one, it gives you an insulation barrier. Which I don't know if it would do that much good, ain't going to do any much good for the park, but that also helps from when it moves.
Yeah, I did that.
So when the building moves, that...
In that quantum, I did that.
That way, then it keeps the tin down from separating and then breaking your seal. Yeah. So that's something while Kohl's is here, we can also get an estimate from them, too, on that, too. So that was kind of the plan. We're talking about that this morning already, so...
Since you talk about the park, can you suggest, because I'm the only woman in this room that uses the women's bathroom down the park, we really need different stalls because the stalls are literally this high. You're almost, you can see you sitting on the toilet from underneath.
Well, just need a bigger piece of plywood cut then?
Pretty much. We need longer stalls and doors.
Well, there's a door.
put extensions on the bow.
Or else you can take a bolt.
Buy some floral curtains to put down.
Also, for National Night Out, you can't shut that door.
Correct.
Because there's no light in there. If there is, I don't know. I didn't see a switch to turn it on.
There's lights in there, but there's no switches. They're operated from the back room. Okay. Unless it was out, but...
I don't know.
Just make note of that. Have Greg check that tomorrow.
Or a motion.
It's like, okay, I'd really like to use the restroom, but I can't. I don't want to with the door open because you can kind of see. But I don't want to shut the door. It's in the dark.
Well, the problem is you got to be careful because they're not handicap accessible. And if we do something, and then we do too much, and that requires that, then you can kiss the bathrooms goodbye. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
So it's all got the ADA then, on it?
Yeah. And I don't know how much you have to do where it triggers ADA requirements. That's where maybe just some simple things
But we got the mini bit down there that is handicap accessible, so.
Right, but that one still doesn't dictate that space. It doesn't get us off the
hook. Too many repairs to it. Yeah. A large enough repair to it, then we have to be
Hence, we've talked about that. We've beat this to death probably how many years?
At least five.
And then we talked about redoing it, but the problem is, from what I understand, there's 15 blocks of footing for that building. No, I'm not kidding you.
It's down there along this end.
And then if we took
so it you're out, talking so buco bucks to put a bathroom down in that park.
Yeah, then the flip side is if we do take all that block out and we do it, there's no guarantee that we'll get approved to put a new structure on top of it.
Yeah.
Who knows what we'll find in that middle once we tore it all out.
Yeah, and who knows what
the old Schmidt beer can.
We could only hope that's all.
Yeah, there we, yeah, no, exactly.
I guarantee so. It would be because I remember
throwing cans in there.
Jeremy, the only thing I'd like to see us like explore for the wish list or one things is you know, you and I talked a little briefly about it, but doing something different for signage out on 5 and 25.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Kind of 50.
Sure. I'll put that on the park. Yeah.
It's been brought up to me. It got brought up to me again this weekend at the ballpark. No, just, you know, it had a service for a while, and now I don't know. There's nothing out on that other than that little green sign that lets everybody know hampers this way. It might not be a bad thing for us to at least explore the option, what it's going to cost, to put something out there that we could talk about things that are happening in town, but also be able to give a little bit more warmer welcome coming our way. the sign is, it's not in the right of way, if I remember right.
No, it's not. It's just off the right of way.
Yeah. And then I did talk with the landowner too, and they'd be willing to work with the city to put a bigger, robust sign out there. Yeah, something that, you know, and if we did digital, something not quite what we have at the park, because we don't want it to be that small. Mm-hmm. My thought would be is someone could see it from a quarter mile away, so they would have time to you know, look over it and see it as they're coming to it. Instead of, if we had that sign at the park there, I mean, you'd be, what, 15 feet away, and you'd get a chance to look up, who knows what that was. So if we could just see what it would cost, I told a few people that have asked me about it.
Well, yeah,
we'll look into it.
I'll look into it. I think at one time me and you talked about maybe see if they had any used or something, right? Let me look into that and see what Daktronics, what...
Used digital signing, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use that same group that we used for the signing shop. Yeah, maybe we get a better deal on the warranty.
Yeah.
Jasper does that Christmas in July. I don't know if that's a city project or if that's an organization within the city. But every year they pick a house in the city that they have a certain dollar amount set aside to help with any repairs on the house. And then like a group of people from the city work together one day to get a project done on the house. Never heard about that? Oh. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I thought maybe if we did that, you guys could come and work my barn.
Just one small issue with that.
Yeah.
You're not in the city.
I'll get an annex.
Great. So we're gonna jump property like another city did. Council, anybody else have any initial items to kind of have staff start looking into for us for the budget?
Anything you can think of that you would like to consider, you know, now is the time we want to do it.
You send us an email if you think of something that pops in your head.
Because when we set the preliminary budget, you know, we can always go down from there and ask. And I only got dunked about 50 times in the dunk tank, so that means we can set our preliminary budget as high as 50%. I told a few people that every time I got dunked, I would reduce the preliminary budget by 1%.
You want people here? That's one way of getting people to a council meeting.
Searching the promises out there.
Put the bleachers in there.
So. Oh, I see they put balances in there. I lost my beginning balance when I transferred.
Like your lawnmower, instead of like making $11,000 at one time, can you just do like $2,000 every year to
that? I think we have money in the budget to do it. I mean, like I said, looking at it right now, we have $45,000 that's free yet to add into the budget. And another thing I wanted to point out here is, as you can see here, with a lot of things coming under budget last year, we had a surplus of $94,000 at the end of 2016. But I cautioned that. I wouldn't say it would be all 94 because we were about 50 some thousand the year before below. So I'd say we have about $40,000 to play with from carryover. And another thing I'll look at is when we get closer to the end of the year, here's what monies we may have available at the end of 17.
Jason, were you thinking when you said 2000, or you were thinking like we would just pay over, we buy the lawnmower from the 2000 for a while? Is that what you were thinking? 2000, you said?
No, just every year putting like $2,000, so then every 5 years get a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Just budgeting in a 5-year plan.
Yeah, we definitely can do that.
One roll warranty.
Right, so every 5 years, boom, we're...
Yeah.
Yep, I can add that in. what we could do then is we'll just, instead of 14,000, we'll make that 16,000.
Anything else council can think of? Otherwise, we can kind of move on and just if you have any things that come up or come to mind and want staff to research, just let them know, send them an email, and then that's good. Get diving in. We'll have a couple of workshops coming up here pretty soon. So,
okay.
When's the preliminary budget need to be done?
End of September. Yeah.
So we got one more meeting.
Well, we'll have.
We'll probably have a second meeting and then budget workshop if needed in between there.
So we'll see a lot of each other in September.
The only thing Greg has brought to my attention right now is a lawnmower and $500 for tires for the Ranger. So, which $500 I can find in general repairs. So,
you got that sprayer last year for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got most of his toys he needs. Their Bobcat seems to be good. Sprayer, new snowblower. You know, I mean. And then he's gonna, this fall, he's hoping to get all of Robert, David, and Kim done. And Donald. He's hoping to get that whole section done because a lot of them are outside. He had to, the holdup's been, he had to order them little touch reeds, them little black touch reeds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we found out we needed them. They're only like $8 a piece, so.
Some jetting that we haven't done yet.
We've done that cycle, so probably I would say in a couple years we'd start that program up again.
I know who's going to check that sewer line on that end that was just put in a couple years ago.
Well, the last 3 years we did the whole time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I thought, I don't know what was I thinking of, like the guy, they have to start putting in their.
Well, the INI are you maybe looking at?
Yeah.
Which will be starting up here again in, you know, and that we can deal with the sewer fund.
Yeah.
And that fund's pretty, really healthy. It's the healthiest fund we have. So I don't get too concerned about, you know, unless we have a major thing, but.
Any other things for the budget? Let's move on to council reports. Okay. Then fucking team.
Were they going to do anything where they, the gas, are they going to put some more red rock in there or not? Because they had this weekend we graded that out and that's just going to be mushed on that end.
Okay. We can follow up on that and see.
I seen Mike was in there and graded it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he said down there it's just going to be mushed otherwise because there's no gravel right there.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, where we have the gas. Yep.
Anything else, Jim?
Nope.
Councilman Tracy?
I don't need anything.
I see they got the one lane fixed, but now it's the last one to come on. That's fine. They must have done something there.
Yeah, I drove by. I haven't seen yours on now.
During the day, but it's the last one to come on at night.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Goodness.
No, I don't have
anyone. Thoughts about
that? I gave Jeremy that over the
streets
and Central.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything he's got about it. He didn't do anything, but I got a proposal. Wrote up from our estimator. sounds like you're in at a little over $12,000 right
there. Yep, 12.6.
And the other one is 13.7.
14.4 for Sheely.
There is, I know I talked to Corey tonight, that quick keep going as I was just about ready to get in the shower and said that he put conduit on there. That's just in case.
Just in case,
that would be deducted off of there, so you're looking at probably, I'm guessing, about there around $1,000 for loads of conduit. Some of these are $500 which we probably take off and it's not needed for any shaping or anything. Which I told him, as far as I'm concerned, the street by me is...
He's got two loads for Central and three for Sheely.
So roughly you're looking at $3,500
somewhere near. That's what I'd like to look at. Yeah. You know, now I got some costs to see if we can't find some monies or even, yeah, or maybe even use some of the surplus monies from last year to get it done. Because one thing I liked, I haven't dug too deep into it, but I want to look at breaking everything down and seeing where we are for cash flow, you know, so that we're at least meeting our 35 to 50% cash flow needs. That's the biggest thing, and see where we're at. Because I think when I looked, we're at about 62%, so there are monies there to be used.
I do have one question. Have you done any or found out anything on that building, multi-building on the corner?
No, if you look at my whiteboard, it's on there that we're pursuing that and a few others. There's one other building too. It's what's the address for Elm Street? Where it's cracked.
The old bank there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can say this somewhere just kind of look over there and it's gonna be a big pile of brick line there.
Yeah, we're
sticking out of it.
No.
That's all I have.
Another thing I have is, I know a number of you have been down to the ballpark this last weekend. We've got two more weekends to go. Hopefully it goes just as good as this last weekend. I don't think we've had any issues with the ball teams in town and anything like that. At least I haven't heard anything from the sheriff's office or the CSO. So that's always good news when they can come in and play ball and get out of here without having any incident.
I hear one, I was up in the, I had a couple rivers and stuff, and I could hear there were some people here from Green Isle, and they said that between Green Isle and Hamburg, they were amazed. Hamburg is a very, very clean town. The bar is even cleaner than the bar in Green Isle they mentioned, too. So I thought to myself, okay, that's good. You know, I heard a lot of good comments up there from the baseball teams.
Excellent.
Fantastic park, baseball park.
It's a beautiful park.
You got a lot of good comments from the teams. And not just from local teams. I mean, you're talking about teams like Shakopee, people who play in big cities. Dundas, they did well coming here. So the effort on the list was...
You know, big kudos to the baseball club and all that help with that.
Yeah, there were a lot of good compliments made throughout the weekend. I think the best one, when I was sitting in the press box, we overheard some lady talking to somebody else, I don't know if it was on the telephone or if it was the person sitting next to them, but they had mentioned that they had been down to Green Isle the game before. And there was just they felt there was a ton of people there. Then she came here, and she thinks there were more people here, but our park is so much bigger and so much roomier that she had a much better experience where she was at in our park versus the other park, which is always a good feather for us.
And I think our parking is really good too, especially compared to the
one. We should make note of that when this is over too, that we do our typical thank you letter to the baseball board.
That's all I have, so I just look for an adjournment of the conference.
Yeah, motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Motion's been made to adjourn the council meeting at 8:31. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You're done.